Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. Welcome to episode 38 of Thread Snippings. I entitle today's episode, Clothes Make the Sith. Haven't I been talking about all my adventures cosplaying as a Jedi, and other good guys but mostly my Jedi, throughout these last 3 years? Yes, I have. But this year, there's a twist. You may or may not be aware that there's a group of us Dog Days of Podcasting podcasters, and friends of theirs, who like to get together for a game of Dungeons & Dragons when we see each other at Dragon Con. This year, our intrepid DM sent us all a message in the group chat to tell us that for this year's game, we will be playing a group of goblins and other races that are usually the bad guys in the world of D&D, out to get even with the heroes. He ended his message with, "Sometimes it's good to be bad." That's why I've decided, for the first time ever, to bring my Sith outfit with me to Dragon Con. Since when do I have a Sith outfit, you may ask? Well, since late 2016, shortly before Rogue One came out in theaters. I threw it together in celebration of how excited I was about the return, however briefly, of Darth Vader to the big screen. It's the lowest effort costume I have. I didn't make anything myself, and the only thing that really makes it a costume is the cape. The featured image for this episode is my favorite picture of me in my Sith outfit, taken at our local Alamo Drafthouse Cinema when I was there to see Rogue One. You won't see it if you're subscribed to the Dog Days of Podcasting master feed, I don't think, but it's in the blog post for this episode on my website, ameliabowen.com. It is there, you just have to go to the category page for the Thread Safe podcast, the link to which is toward the bottom of the right sidebar. I love this picture because the way I'm posed, lounging in the Imperial throne, so clearly says, "It's good to be bad." It also shows off all the parts of my costume. The costume consists of black jeans, black boots, and a black turtleneck that I already had. In fact, I originally got those boots for my BT costume, a black cape from Spirit Halloween, black gloves, a black crystal-studded headband, a silver necklace that looks like a chain, and a silver belt, on which I have clipped the same lightsaber hilt that I carry with my Jedi costume. I've had good times wearing it to the movie theater and to Anime Nebraskan, but now that I have a reason to take it to Dragon Con, I think I'd like to make it better. First of all, I'd like to make it less hot, if possible. Besides that, I'd like to make it visually stand out more so it looks more like a costume, and also add some additional visual signals so that I look like a Sith lady and not just some random person who dresses all in black. The best way to do that is to get a better, wider belt, as well as an obi or cummerbund to wear under the belt. The combination of a belt and a cloth underbelt to set it off is an important part of both the Jedi and Sith looks, particularly as seen in The Phantom Menace. I'm also looking for some black or dark leggings, which would be less heavy and less hot than my jeans, and maybe some bracelets or other interesting accessories. And in my opinion, the best way to go about getting all these odds and ends is to go thrift store shopping. That's why today I decided to go and explore some of my local thrift stores during the few hours of downtime I have between my noon and evening Toastmasters meetings. And I am pleased to say that my shopping trip was modestly successful. I decided to hang out in a particular neighborhood with a bunch of little shops that I drive through every time I go to that Thursday evening Toastmasters club. There's a little vintage clothing shop there and also a thrift shop. And while I was in the vintage clothing shop, I came across this really cute little sleeveless, sheer black tank top with this wavy pattern. and I bought it because I really liked the way it looked. And then later on, I decided to go to Target to get a plain old black tank top to wear under it. So that's going to be my summer look. Instead of the turtleneck, I'm going to have a sleeveless tank top with kind of a cool textured pattern. And instead of the black jeans, I'm just going to wear my shorter black yoga leggings that I already have. I still don't have a better belt. I might stick with the one I have, or I might try to find a better one tomorrow. And finally, it occurred to me while I was doing all this that what would look really cool is if instead of the tie strings that my cloak currently fastens with, if I took a circular piece of wood and a safety pin pin back for making pin badges with, and made a pin brooch with the Sith logo, or sigil, rather, on it. It would be a quick, easy project that I think I could probably pull off tomorrow, so I'm planning to give it a try. More on this project tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.